welcome to Best Film Ever, because it's a very, very short one this week. We are doing something new called the three-act structure. If you are a long-time listener here at BFE, you will know that runtimes regularly reach 3 hours and 4 hours and closer to 5 hours occasionally. And when we're analysing films, but I'm in charge today, as you can tell, which is exciting and nerve-wracking. And
I'm very excited about Georgia having this opportunity.
So excited. Everyone's really, really rooting for me to do well.
Woo! Go Georgia.
I believe in you.
And because of that, we are flipping the script. So Ian's runtimes, when he's in charge, they are really long. They match his massive telly and massive ego. But for me, they're going to be a bit quicker.
Okay, I wrote a script for this. This was not in the script.
You said, here's something you can bounce off of. You've set up a joke for me. Yeah, that's what you did with that. So we're going to go with shorter run times to match my height.
I'm just glad you kept it more PG than what some people would have.
I was thinking of adding to that, but you know, who knows? One way or the other.
One way or the other.
Today we are going to do something good.
Sorry, you made a joke. Sorry, after you.
Never mind. We're going to do something called three-act structure, which is reviewing films using three words or less.
Fewer.
Less.
Fewer.
Are you going to explain this?
Yeah, less is fewer. If you have a precise number, then if you had three and then you have two, I have one fewer than you do. I don't have one less than you do. I have one fewer because it's a precise number.
Fewer, yeah.
Whereas if you're putting cheese on a restaurant and we put a bunch of Parmesan cheese on yours, Megan might go, I'd like less cheese than what Liam has, just because it's an idea of... okay, or more, as opposed to fewer or greater. So, yes, could I have fewer tomatoes on my sub than Liam has on his? That's the thing. So there's your moment of pedantry, folks. Congratulations.
It's only because I'm hosting it.
Literally schooled.
There we are.
Is that the correct use of literally now? I guess that's what we're doing.
Not really, because that would be, we'd be in a school, wouldn't we?
Yeah,
there we are.
We probably should have said who is actually here, because I didn't do that bit because I'm not used to this. So, hi, I'm Georgia.
I'm Liam.
Ooh. I'm Megan.
And I'm Ian. Yay! You have to land on it.
Sorry. I'm not used to hearing this. No, you're fine.
We're all just sort of trying this out.
We are.
Yes, so the concept is we've got, what are these? I can't remember what you said, the Oscar winners, best film, best highest grossing. I don't have it written down.
All right, folks, today's premise is we're going through the top grossing film of each calendar year from
1977,
they started taking records for this stuff, until the present day.
Yeah.
And the challenge, everybody, is
to review the film in three words or fewer.
I hope you were going to say less.
Fewer. No, I'm learning.
No, it's good. It's good.
Yeah. So if we go round... If Liam starts, and then Ian, and then Megan, because Megan's having to use her notes. You said we were going to give Megan the most time.
No, okay, I didn't. I said we'd give her some time.
Oh, my goodness me. Okay, Liam, Megan, Ian, then each time. Is that because you've got some ones you want to finish with, because I think they're going to be funny?
Yes.
Yeah, cool. I thought that might be the case.
I haven't thought that much into being funny.
This is why you don't leave that to the end. You want the end. Remember, you want a high start. You can hide the weak stuff in the middle.
Is this the shit sandwich?
This is the Spice Girls concert. You want to start off to spice up your life.
You want to be like
Mama, my friend. And you want to finish with Wannabe.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
I'm insulted now.
Don't be mean to Megan.
Hashtag be mean to Megan.
Right, we're going to start in 1977 with Star Wars Episode 4.
Hang on, is that A New Hope?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. My three words.
Or as I call it, Star Wars.
Star Wars. Yeah, Star Wars, isn't it? Yeah. Incest, pivot, Han.
Should be realised to say you were saying Han as opposed to something else.
Well, I was going to say Han Solo, but can you say that as a double barrel?
No, that'd be four words.
Exactly.
Four words.
Exactly. So, incest, pivot, Han.
All right.
Megan, what you got?
See, all these blend into one for me, and I haven't watched them properly, so I've just got introducing lightsabers.
That's pretty cool.
All planned? ? Bullshit. Because mine kind of plays into yours, because when she kisses him before they swing across that branch, they are not supposed to finish as brother and sister when that scene gets shot. No. I'm calling BS on that one. Yeah. So all planned? ?
I like that. It's a good use of punctuation as well. Next up, we have got 1978, Greece.
I'll put a few things here, but...
Three-word limit.
Adults play kids.
Fair. Yeah, like that.
Liam's hopelessly devoted. Can I have a contraction as one word, or is that...
Yep, not contraction,
okay,
fine.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. I like Liam's that, that's good. I was.
So we've nicked this idea for the good people over at WrestleTalk. I just want to say that our part's fun known. They often shake hands if they get something similar. So Megan and I need to shake hands on this one because I have Liam's defining ideology.
You say that. I wrote a few things differently, right? So my first thing, I put idyllic school life.
There we go. When I shook Meg's hand, it was very like she just sort of held my head. And went, go on there. Lady Meg's.
I'm a lady.
Right, next up, 1979, Superman.
All American hero.
Good, red pants outside.
I like that.
Groundbreaking for time.
Yeah, it was.
Like at the time, this was a groundbreaking film. What it was able to show you him doing.
Incredible.
Yeah, incredible. So yeah, not all more punchlines. Sometimes you just have to go with
some genuine thing. Reviews. Yeah, no, that's fair. 1980, Empire Strikes Back.
I'm your father.
Yeah.
Original trilogy middle, because I couldn't remember it.
Wow. I'm going to do... Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, hyphenated. This is going to count.
Okay.
I want all time as one word. All time as one word.
I'll allow it.
All time. All time best swerve, question mark?
Okay.
I am your father.
I'm your father.
You two need
to shake hands.
No one saw that. What would you say?
He said, I am your father. I'm your father.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta shake hands on that.
Very nice. Up next, it seems to be sequels coming up. We've got 1981 Superman 2.
General Zod, duh.
More red pants.
Flying parallelogram space.
Because
that was their prison. Zone. It was their prison. It was a parallelogram just flying through space.
Phantom zone.
It was so pants on the outside or inside, whatever you want to call it.
You're just trying to see how many syllables you can fit into three words.
Not really.
Next up, 1982, E.T.
Alien Lost Home.
Mm. Descriptive. Yeah, you'd get what that film was from that. Yeah.
Viking moon fun.
Viking moon fur.
I thought you said Viking at first. I was like, what is this?
I'm biking across the moon.
Would you try and do it in E.T.'s voice?
Viking moon fun.
Viking moon fun.
Got him.
Drew didn't know.
She didn't know.
She thought E.T. was real.
She did.
Oh, that's lovely.
They didn't tell her it was just a puppet. They made her think it was the real deal. It's my one defining memory of doing that review.
Yeah.
Is going, they didn't tell Drew Barrymore. How fantastic is that? And how much would it have sucked for her when she finds out later?
Yeah.
Hopefully she was that bit older and just kind of worked it out by
after
herself.
That is when she, because she goes through a real troubled time where she like abuses like drink and drugs and stuff.
It's because she found out.
It's because she found out the magic isn't real.
Yeah. Next up, 1983, our third one on the list, Return of the Jedi.
Vader saves Luke.
Okay.
Last original trilogy. Oh,
stop hating Ewoks.
Ooh.
The Ewoks. Special opinion.
The Ewoks did get a lot of hate for that. I'm okay. They're cute. So what?
Yeah, they're allowed to be
so
cute.
So they're cuddly. Whoop-dee-doo. Not everything has to be serious.
No, exactly.
No.
We have literally just reviewed it. 1984, Ghostbusters.
Okay, I'm going to hyphenate this.
Yep.
Hooyah.
One word.
Gonna call.
When you said hooyah, I knew where you were. I was like, I'm a bit jealous of that. I wish I'd thought of that.
Brilliant. Megs, what you got?
Bill Murray, ick.
Nice. Yeah, I appreciate that one.
All-time classic song.
Hang on.
On that.
Nice.
All-time classic.
We said all-time. You gave me all-time already.
Did I?
Yeah, all-time best swerve or something like that.
Oh, okay, that's fine then. Ignore me.
All-time.
Yeah. All-time. I'll allow all-time. 1985, Back to the Future, our first episode. Can we review it in... I mean, that one wasn't very long, so... But three words is definitely short.
I think we did that in like an hour.
Yeah. I put...
Great Scott, Marty!
Mum fancies son.
Ooh, good one.
Episode one, BFE.
Nice.
Then next up, we have got 1986 Top Gun.
Adrenaline. Oh my God. No, I can't do that.
No, that's three words by itself.
OMG.
That would allow.
Would you?
Yeah, OMG.
Yeah, OMG, adrenaline. Woo!
I will not. Here's three words. In my ears.
I have neighbors.
Sorry.
Another three words. I have ears.
Megs.
Oh. Shrug, shrug, shrug.
Shrug, shrug, shrug.
I have not seen it.
To be fair, we should probably point out the reason I'm in the hosting seat is because most of my answers would be that for a lot of these earlier films.
George's three words would be haven't seen it.
Haven't seen it. Haven't seen it. Haven't seen it. Ian?
Not good, comma, quotable.
Ooh. Yeah, that's accurate. First Top Gun is not good.
I saw the second one again last night. I was in that seat. I was flying them planes with them. Poor old Felicity was knackered.
Next up, we have got 1987 Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Axel visits Hollywood.
I'm sure that means something to people who have seen the film.
Axel is the character.
Okay.
And he goes to Hollywood.
I got that.
To be fair, he also goes there at number one. That's what makes him the Beverly Hills Cop. Beverly Hills is a part of LA.
Okay, I've got another one then.
Go on.
Tall Blonde Criminal.
Cool. Megs?
Shrug the Second.
Megs hasn't seen Beverly Hills Cop 2.
No.
Ian?
Where's number one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that was a big hit, wasn't it?
Ghostbusters does better movie. This is global. So Ghostbusters does better global numbers.
Oh, okay.
That's fair. Next up, 1988, a film that I want to watch and have pitched that we should do it on the pod because I want an excuse to watch it. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Christopher Lloyd. What?
Yeah. Yeah, good show.
Jessica Rabbit Curves.
Oh.
That's
the Michelle Pfeiffer. To be fair, can you really objectify a cartoon?
No, you can't.
They are already technically an object, I suppose.
Groundbreaking animation feat.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Groundbreaking's one word.
Yeah, it's okay. I was just confused by it for a second.
My second one on that was special effects.
Yeah, it's not that I'm like into like some weird stuff with Jessica Rabbit. I haven't said groundbreaking animated feet. like her feet Tarantino. Are just so good. Really, really good. That's F-E-A-T, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, dear. Right, next up, 1989, my favorite character in all of existence, Batman.
Where's Michelle Pfeiffer?
Good, I like it, Megs.
Gotham Mammal Strikes.
I don't even know what that means, but I like it.
Still find boring.
Ooh.
I love that film.
Do you remember that review where I went, yeah. Because I'm bored. Yeah. Prince, I'm bored. Just bored.
Bored.
Just bored. Well, hopefully
I'm
you're
not Batman. See, Ghostbusters was better than that, at least, because I was somewhat entertained by it.
It's got a good theme tune. Is it Danny Elfman does Batman?
The theme's fantastic.
I don't like anything by Danny Elfman.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got 1990 Ghost. Sands Busters.
Don't question dance. So there's a bit in Ghost where Oda May goes to...
This is Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, goes to Holly, which is Demi Moore.
Yep.
And she says, I can have Sam come through me, if you like. And they dance together seductively.
Mm-hmm.
But we see it as Patrick Swayze and her.
Yeah.
But if you think about it too much.
She's dancing with Audemars.
Yeah.
Yep.
Question dance.
Oh, my love.
Very nice. I like it, Ian.
Sam says ditto.
Ditto. I did have ditto. That as my thing.
Sam says he loves you. Sam wouldn't say
Sam
that.
Sam wouldn't say
what,
that.
What? He says ditto.
Yeah, that's good.
It's best line of the movie.
Brilliant.
Yep.
Not seeing Ghost. 1990, that's mine. Not seeing Ghost. 1991, Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
He's definitely back.
Good.
I can't remember. I don't know which one he says I'll be back. Is that both of them, or is that the first one, or the second one? I don't know.
He says it in both. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
My first blockbuster.
Ooh.
This is the first blockbuster movie I remember all the hype.
That was huge.
I know 89 Batman happens, but I think I was playing catch up. This one, I remember every bit of it as it's huge. Released. So it was the first time I saw a blockbuster movie kind of really sold on that level.
Speaking of Batman, he's back. 1992, Batman Returns.
What do you think, Michelle Pfeiffer?
Is that just two words, or is that an additional word?
That's an additional word. Okay. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah. Megs?
Bats, cats, penguins.
Penguins. Like brilliant.
A feat of marketing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it was... So everything that I said Batman kind of did in 89, but I wasn't there for, man, 92 takes it and goes, what if everything was twice as good?
Yeah, yeah.
I might even go surprisingly dark film for a backup one.
And that was supposed to be even darker for the next one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like so people go like, oh, it's going to be all like, you know, it's a superhero movie. No, this was, Christopher Nolan didn't invent the gritty Batman movie.
No.
But next up then, 1993, the dinosaurs are here, Jurassic Park.
Don't take shit.
It would be quite big shit from a T-Rex, to be fair.
Otherwise, you get eaten by a dinosaur.
Megan?
Okay.
Messing with dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I previously said things like groundbreaking for time. Mine for this one is groundbreaking for all time.
I think the effects are great. They still look good today in this all film.
You're messing with my brain.
You're twisting my melon.
I'm with Megs. Okay, like, you look at it, and when we reviewed it,
looks good.
This thing still looks, and it's the perfect mix of, yes, there's computer, but it's not like what computers are now where it ruins stuff. Computers is just the accent. And if we can use practical, they use practical. And for the stuff they couldn't, they use computers. And man, it just looks so good.
And that opening sequence where you see them, where they have that noise of that dinosaur going, it helps.
There's
doesn't it?
31 years that old that is, and it still looks better than the stuff that gets released today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Absolute stand-up job on that one. Next up, though, 1994, The Lion King.
Jeremy Irons' voice.
Hey, good, yeah.
Yeah.
Hamlet with lions.
I was hoping you'd say something like that, Megs. Ian?
I predicted flop.
Oh!
I was like, Aladdin was so good, right?
It was good, it was.
And it was like, and then the next one was about, it's about the jungle and cats. Yeah, no one wants to see that. They want to see people. Man, I was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Next up, we've got, apparently he's hanging around, 1995, Batman Forever. I wish he'd go.
Well, I had Liam. Two here. I had, it's the car, right? Because the chicks love the car. But I put bat nipples.
I got news for you. It's the car ride is from Batman and Robin.
Oh.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure.
I'm pretty sure it's Batman Forever.
Nope.
It's the car ride. The chicks love the car.
No.
I don't know if I can. It's Batman Forever.
It's going to be Batman and Robin.
Batman Forever.
I look forward to hit the yellow button.
What is the exact quote I'm looking for?
It's the car, right? Chicks dig the car.
It's the car, right? It's...
Chicks love the car.
I think it's chicks dig the car, but it could be love the car.
I had bat nipples too.
I had bat nipples.
Did you? Just curious where to go with this.
Yeah. I'm literally just putting, it's the car, right, Batman.
Look, nipples.
And we'll see what comes up. Nipples. I'm
sure it's that one where they've got their like plasticky suits and they've got nipples. I don't know why they need nipples on their suits.
I put bat nipples as well.
Like, there's no reason for them to have nipples. Why is that a thing? It is weird.
Oh, hang on. I'm wrong on this one.
I'm seeing Batman Forever.
It might get said in both, but she says it to him. She says it to him, right? Yeah, okay.
It's the car, right? The chicks love the car. It's Val Kilmer's voice.
I'm confusing it with...
Megs, you said you also
have... I'm wrong. Hey, here we go. Only that much, because we're supposed to... Let's hit it again. So it was what?
It's the car, right? The chicks love the car.
Well, that's like, no, how many words is that?
You can only have the three Val words.
What were your three words?
What is your three words?
Bat nipples.
Okay.
I'm going with that one word.
I had bat nipples too.
Okay.
Ian, anything other than bat nipples?
Robin joins chat.
I think I prefer bat nipples.
Hang on, we're picking. Where are we?
The only reason I didn't go for is the car. Right, is because...
It's four words?
It's four words. But I was trying to do it's the car or car right. It didn't sound right, so I went for bat nipples.
Yep.
Next up, 1996, Independence Day. What you got, Liam?
Great speech. America! Sorry.
Ian has neighbours.
Outsmart aliens.
Will is megastar.
Yeah. Give him a slap. Bring him down.
You've really enjoyed the hyphenated words with this, haven't you?
I can be that one word, but yeah, same idea, yeah.
Yeah. Next up then, similar sort of thing, in 1997, Men in Black.
Slap Will Smith.
Smith wears sunglasses.
Will is megastar.
Just to repeat there then, 1998, Titanic.
A cold sinking feeling.
Never let go.
Awkward Oscar speech.
Was it?
Do you remember James Cameron when he wins Best Director? He has his hands up and goes, "I'm the king of the world." And you're like, oh.
Oh, that's a bit, yeah. Oh, it doesn't well.
Even as Canadians, because he's one of us, we're like, oh, that's not a good. That's not a good look, James.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, that's a bit rough. So yeah. That would be my issue with that one there.
Right, well, it's been a few years, so we are back 1999, the year I was born, Phantom Menace.
Fucking hate Jar Jar.
Darth Maul rules.
He does.
Mm-hmm. First in cinemas. So this is the first one I saw in cinemas.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so I've got, yeah, quite a lot. It's actually went back into cinemas for its 25th anniversary for a week, during Star Wars week. So I might try and check it out.
That horribly reminds me that I'm 25 this year. Stop doing things like that. I don't like it. The year 2000, then, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. When did that release to be the biggest grossing film of that year?
I imagine either late 99 or it could have been early 2000. I imagine it would have been early 2000 because you want that whole run-up, don't you?
Yes, what I mean, yeah. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Liam, what do you got?
Jim Carrey? Really?
Grumpy Green Git.
Haven't seen it.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, I like that.
I don't see myself changing that.
Oh, you should.
Why?
Because it's good.
Out of all the movies, I haven't seen Schindler's List yet, but I'll get on How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah, there's some. I think the humor that comes from the Grinch is my generation's thing. Like with his diary and his like hate double hate, because that would have been what mine would have been for this. 2001, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Philosopher's Stone, ladies and gentlemen. We are a UK-based podcast.
Just wrote down as it told me.
Yeah.
It was Philosophers in Canada as well, just to be fair.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty much only America they changed it to Sorcerer for, yeah.
Okay, so it's Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah.
Worst one.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've only ever seen him once, but that was the worst one I watched.
Deathly Hallows, part one.
Yeah, that's a slog.
It's just a boring setup, but
oh, okay.
You're a wizard,
Harry.
I'm not the Harry.
If you get Yura, that's one word. You're a wizard, Harry. But you're a wizard. Who is? Can't say. Got three words.
Your three words.
Research for church.
There's a story there.
There's a story.
Please elaborate.
So I was running the youth program at my church at the time, and I was sitting there, and man, all anybody would talk about was how the devil was hiding in Harry Potter. And I sat through one, I sat through two, I sat through three, I sat through four. I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I knew it was the thing. It was going to be a thing. So I went and watched it because I feel that before I give my opinion on something,
you should actually be
I should probably see it. And no one has. That's the thing. Everyone was talking about it and stuff that they had heard someone else say. So I'm like, I need to see what it is. Because if it's bad, then I want to be able to say, yeah, I'm not sure it's the right thing to be going ahead and checking out. And I walked out and I remember saying to my sister, I said, I see nothing wrong with this.
Yeah.
I do not understand what people are getting all bent out about. There is nothing. It looked to me to be an extension of the Enid Blyton tradition, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was my issue with that. So I had to go ahead. I was like, I'm just determined to go. Look, before we do it, let's see it so we know what we're saying is bad. Otherwise, it's this the worst part of censorship where we're going, well, I've heard it's bad. And people who I trust say it's bad. It's just ridiculous.
More people should have that attitude towards those sorts of things. 2002, Spider-Man.
Hate Tobey Maguire.
Tobey becomes Swinger.
That's up there for the best of the night. That's like that.
Tried to avoid.
Didn't want to be drawn in by the hype?
No, I didn't want to. I thought I was above superhero movies. And there were superhero movies that worked in the Marvel sort of era and all that stuff. But there were ones that just felt like it was just low-hanging fruit. And
that's one of them.
This was one of them. I was like, okay, I get it. He's going to be Spider-Man. He's going to swing around. But I was like, you know, what's the reason? Is it just to see Spider-Man swing through the streets? Is that all it is? Because I'm not sure. I think even then I was like, it sounds like a video game cutscene. It doesn't sound like a movie.
At least Tom Holland brought some heart to it.
Yeah, I love the first Tom Holland one. Yeah, so same. I saw the trailers and went, so I don't think this interests me. I stayed away from it for like 2 years and then finally watched it. And when I watched it with friends, I got up and said, yeah, I was right. Not much to it.
I think the second
one. By the way, listen to our review on this.
Yeah. Oh, the original three.
I saw two. I saw two before I saw one.
On this list, of,
it wasn't the number one grossing film of its year.
But one and three are. So that's interesting.
Just thanks for
Megan.
Check it out, everybody. Megs is jumping ahead
again.
I'm just.
She's just reading the list.
I'm just surprised that number two isn't on the list.
And 2003, the first film I ever saw in cinemas, Finding Nemo.
Found him.
I like that. Thank you, Liam. Nice and concise.
That's all right.
Fish gets lost.
That's even more so. I like that too.
I just want special film in it.
Special film in it.
In it.
Yeah. It is. Like, it's. I've also got Beyond the Sea as a separate one. But, yeah, I was surprised that it had this much heart. It was another one that I think I was wrong about. I wanted to. It's a bunch of fish. It's like The Lion King, but underwater for me. It's a bunch of fish. I'm supposed to care about this. And then I saw the trailer and went, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, and this was back when, you know, Ellen DeGeneres was a revelation and all those sorts of things. But yeah, it was, I guess, the first time, maybe it's the first time I caught the Pixar magic. I'd be very curious to see what the year release sort of schedule was. Mm. Was this before Monsters, Inc.?
No, I think Monsters, Inc. is just before, but I could be wrong.
Okay, then, have a look. In that case, it would be, then I'd be aware of it by that point. But yeah, like, there's a very special, it's in that special run of Pixar films.
Absolutely. And like I said, it's the, Monsters, Inc. is 2001.
Okay.
It's the first film I ever saw in cinema, and I have a distinct memory of it. So I couldn't have been more than 4 years old. So that says something about the film. Speaking of films I watched when I was younger and absolutely adore them, 2004, Shrek 2.
Shrek 2. First is better.
Oh.
Ogre Far Away.
Ogre Far Away.
He goes to Far, Far Away.
He does, yeah. Ian's eating a donut.
He is.
Ready for this?
Go on.
Best of series.
Ooh.
Yep.
I'd agree.
Choose way better than one.
Mm-hmm. Better than the first, but it's 4 words, but you know.
And then it goes off a steep cliff.
A huge cliff.
I'm looking for the person who's arguing Shrek the Third is the best in the series.
Yeah, no.
I don't think there's many people. Shrek 2 is where it's at.
Oh, there's a great scene in Scared Shrekless, though.
Because Shrek 1's got all the origin stuff going for it, right? So that story is easy to tell. How do you make number two when you already, so you either have to add Puss in Boots, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So instead they go really meta. They do the Cops parody. Yeah. You have the whole bit with Fairy Godmother, and they turn human. And it was wish fulfillment because you wanted them to turn human. That's what you wanted at the end of the first movie. Mm-hmm. And let me show you. Oh, it's so good.
It's very, very clever film.
And I Rupert like Everett's fantastic, as is Jennifer Saunders. Yeah.
Next up, you'll never believe it, we're back with Star Wars 2005, Revenge of the Sith.
Best of prequels.
Ooh. Lightsaber's return.
Good Star Wars. And what I mean by that is the first two are crapped on for being bad Star Wars films. Yeah. This is a good Star Wars film.
It's dark.
I don't know if I've seen this one.
No, this one's good.
I can't remember which one this is.
There's still way too many computers, but this holds up. This isn't that.
This is where Anakin turns Vader.
It doesn't hold up to anything in the original trilogy, but it's closer than the other two.
It's not that far removed. New one. The prequels are the first ones.
No, there's the original trilogy, 4, 5, 6.
Yes.
Then there's the prequels, 1, 2, 3. Then there's the sequels, 7, 8, 9.
So is this, which number is this?
This is 3. This is Anakin turns to the dark side.
This is from
the last of the prequels.
Yeah.
This is Hayden Christensen turning bad.
Yeah, okay.
There's about 105 words to describe my 3-word.
Next up, 2006, another series that I love, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
Ironically, not the first one.
No.
Yeah.
Weak first, better.
Ooh.
Pirates on wheels. Just remember that bit with the big wheel.
Yeah.
I've obviously done my answer for the first one because that doesn't really line up to this.
Oh.
I'll say thought going places.
Fair. Yeah.
Much like The Matrix 2, I'm like, oh, this is up for a really good third act.
Yeah.
Because you could tell they're going for a big story for 2 and 3. Two was nothing but part one of number 3.
Yeah.
Oh, can I change my answer?
Go for it.
Really miss Barbossa.
Oh, yeah.
Number 2, I was like, what's this missing? What's this missing? What's this missing? And they're all around that crazy voodoo lady's house at the end of 2. Because Sparrow sacrificed himself against the Beastie, right? Which is great. It's a culmination of his arc. He sacrifices himself. Well, not really. He's handcuffed. But, And they're starting being all depressed. And they go, what's that? And I'm like, this is missing. I'm like, are they really going to? And he comes down and goes, where's my ship, ho-ho? And he bites the apple. You're like, that's what this has been missing, that energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very much. It misses the playful villainy that he brought along with it.
The lovable rogue, yeah.
Very much so. And the fact, just the fact that Pirates is based on a ride, I think that's the, I know the last couple of films of the franchise aren't great, but the fact that they managed to build an entire franchise and an incredibly successful first couple of films off of a theme park ride, I think is just incredible. But that's me. And as Megan might have spoiled earlier, 2007, Spider-Man 3.
Oh, this is on it, is it?
Yeah, it is actually.
I mean, it's not like a big secret. Yeah. People might know what the best grossing films were.
Who doesn't know this stuff? Well, by your own admission, you didn't know number two wasn't on the list.
Well, no, I just because that's, I, in my opinion, the
some
better
people
of the
might
three.
Know though.
Yeah, some people might know. They might have good memories.
Liam, what you got?
Still hate Maguire.
Oh, holding on to that hatred. Megs, what you got?
Emo.
Just that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Awkward dance, iconic.
Oh, that's the one that's gift, isn't it? And memed all over.
It even,
oh,
gets, really? Yeah. It even gets parodied in Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Where they show him doing that sort of moment in one of his backstories.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Next up, we've got a film that I famously dislike. That is 2008's The Dark Knight.
Georgia Got Scars. No. Heath Ledger. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Why so serious?
Why so serious?
Ian, what you got?
My three words are, why so serious?
You managed it better. Here we go.
I was going to go.
Dainty handshake.
Is this funny the thing one is, where he goes to Tokyo?
He goes to Hong Kong.
Hong Kong, yeah.
The weird thing is...
Batman, Hong Kong.
I didn't go for that.
Question mark.
Because I thought everybody would go for that. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up, we have then got 2009, Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen.
Revenge of the Fallen.
Is that another sequel? I don't think that's the first one, is it? Yeah, it's two, yeah.
Sounds crap.
Not seen it.
Not seen it.
No, I've not seen it.
Oh, there's mine then. Hot Girl Jump Shark. So in the first movie...
Hang on, explain to me how that isn't four words.
Hot girl.
No,
you hyphenated.
That's two words. That's two words.
You got to give me this because it's a great story.
Go on.
I know you can tell the story, but that...
hang on.
Hot girl is... No.
Okay, hottie hot, jump okay. Shark. Like, I'll still make it work. Like, just give it to me. So in the first one, it's great fun, right? Here's the Autobots, here's the Decepticons. Oh, they can turn in the cars. In the second one... Sam, oh, what's the guy's name who plays Sam?
Shia LaBeouf.
I think it's him. It could be someone else. Someone's making out with a singular worded hot girl. And as he's making out with her, no, it's someone else.
Oh, is it?
And as he makes out with her, she like turns into like a Decepticon and like steals his tape or something afterwards. And I'm like, wait, hang on. The humans are now Decepticons and auto. No. We're not doing the bit where the human. Because if that's the case, there's no reason to ever transform again. You just stay in your human form.
Yeah, that's,
this is ridiculous.
Oh, I was right. Sounds crap.
Yeah. Hot girl jump shark.
Any of the rest of you heard the Shia LaBeouf song?
No.
Yes, I have heard it.
I love the Shia LaBeouf song. It's brilliant. We have then got Liam's favorite film, 2010's Avatar. What have you got?
Fucking overrated.
Fair, yeah.
Way too long.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Ian, whilst you're eating a donut, what are your three words?
Resisted seeing this.
Yeah. I only saw
only
it for
did
the
it
first
for the pod.
Time. Yeah, same.
Because number two was coming out.
Yep. I've still not seen
the second. For you people, the people in the microphone that I watched Avatar. Not worth it.
No.
Three more words for you.
Not worth it. Next up, 2011. We've done the first one. We'll do the last one. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. Liam, what you got?
Too old now.
What?
The kids?
Kids, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, hang on. Kids, too old.
Yeah.
Megan?
Battle of Hogwarts.
Oh, it's a brilliant scene. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I enjoyed it, but they looked way older than what they should.
They're supposed to be their age.
18, just roughly.
They look older than that.
Or however old they're supposed to be.
Yeah. Ian, what you got?
He's got a mouthful of donut.
Other than a mouthful of donut, yeah.
Sticks the landing, question mark?
Mine would be badass Maggie Smith. Because she's brilliant in this.
Parker, explain mine.
I was just enjoying... joining in with one I could join in with. Go on then.
There's a lot of complaints about, you know, should Harry have ended up with
Hermione.
Yeah, Hermione instead of
with Ginny.
And so even J.K. Rowling, she who shall not be named. Yeah. You know, I said maybe I made a mistake there.
LGBTQ support.
And the question is, you know, does it leave the characters where you want them left, or does it need to pivot? And you need to, you know, they're in the TV series now. Is this something that they're going to go ahead and do? But towards the end of it, I'm just like, is this? I thought the Horcruxes got really stupid as well.
Oh, they do, yeah.
Like, I was like, this is, wait, what?
Yeah, this is
all right. This is, I'm watching it, but I'm not sure I'm getting it anymore. So, yeah. But the Battle of Hogwarts, I'll give you that, is a satisfying scene, but I'm not sure it sticks to landing.
No, I don't think they'll change it for the series, but I think that's because the series is going to follow the books more closely. If they get Ginny right in the series, it will feel far more satisfying, because book Ginny is one of the most, she's done dirty by the films, the character of Ginny.
I want to know.
I don't like her in the books either.
I want to know how that's going to work when you've got a group of people who are, J.K. Rowling's a controversial figure.
Yeah.
Very.
And you've got a very passionate fan base. Mm-hmm. How could you be passionate about the creation they've done?
It's a tricky one,
yeah. Because
a lot of people who are trans identified with the idea of Hogwarts and of magic and of this
as a metaphor
world where you can be whoever you want to be, and now the creator of such has come out as being potentially
it's
not
gonna
as
be a relation to see
possible.
Diehard fans talk out of both sides of their mouth. Because it might, but if you're gonna avoid it, then avoid it. Yeah, no issue. Anybody who avoids it for whatever reason, yeah. None whatsoever. No. But you have a lot of people who are gonna be like, yeah, hate that person. Hey, did you see it last night?
It is really tricky. I mean, I reread the books a couple of years ago, but I purposely found them on a free torrent website rather than buying them or whatever, because I didn't want to feed in even the smallest amount to monetizing it.
I don't know if that's any better.
I don't know if it is or not.
Okay.
That's just my two cents on it. I wanted to read them because I had this nostalgic pull to go back and read them, but didn't want to support it. So yeah, I don't really know what the right answer is there, to be quite honest. Moving on though, the event that started it all, 2012, the Avengers.
Iron Man rocks.
Yeah, fair. Megs, what you got?
Dream Team.
Nice. Ian.
I don't want to undercut this at all. Feat of scheduling.
Yeah.
The site that goes to A to C. Like, we see now where Endgame goes to, how many, and we go, oh, that's incredible. Oh, Avengers, just a five of them. That was huge back then.
Back in the day.
You had four movies leading up, and it all paid off in one super. That had never been done before.
Yeah.
And they did it. And they had everybody on. You're like, it was so weird to see. That's like five A-list actors all on the screen together at the same time. Like, it was unfathomable.
That circling, that
360 hero shot. Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. Probably riding off the success of that, we've got 2013's Iron Man 3. Liam.
Pepper suits up.
She does suit up. Yeah, good show.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Fair.
I might not have seen that one. I'm not sure.
Tony Stark's movie.
Yeah.
Not Iron Man's movie.
No. Tony Stark's movie.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That gets a lot of rap, but I quite like third.
You can't. People want it to be the same thing, and they went, let's do something different. If we're going to do something, let's do something, or else you end up into four. You know what I mean? Like, where it's like, hey, what are you doing that's new? And yeah. I'm okay with it, as long as you realize it doesn't have to be as good as number one, number two. It just has to take the character somewhere that feels earned. And after facing what he faced in the Avengers. Yeah, I don't mind the fact that he's actually a bit haunted by what he's seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For 3 years straight, Marvel are rolling in it. 2014, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Nebula is good.
Yeah.
80s soundtrack.
Good one. Mm-hmm.
Fishing with Dynamite.
Yeah.
This is when they realized, oh, we can put anything out and people are going to see it. Because Guardians was such a... Like, no one had heard of these guys. When the trailer came out, everyone went, what?
Who are these people?
And at that point, you realize, you can put, as long as you put the Marvel logo on it,
you can
put it out there. And for there was a brief window. We definitely passed it. But there was a window where people would just go see anything Marvel.
Yeah.
And this was the best example of it.
I say this helped perpetuate that because it was really good. So because
everything else was like big name stuff.
Yeah.
Captain America, Thor, Hulk. Yeah.
We know who they are.
Guardians of the Galaxy, we all went, who? It's a little group of, Fantastic.
We are going back to the dinosaurs now, 2015 Jurassic World.
Bring back Goldblum.
Yeah, fair. Megs, what you got?
Rolling from dinosaurs.
Rolling from dinosaurs.
I just remember they're in that big ball.
Oh, in the ball, aren't they?
Rolling.
Yeah, yeah,
rolling,
rolling, rolling, yeah.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Huh. So very disappointing.
Mm. Oh.
It was a bad movie.
Yeah, I have seen it, but I can't remember... I can't remember if I liked it or not.
I don't think this was the genesis of Free Jay Salahi. Never great three words. But it's up there. It was that or Spider-Man. We were like, someone's...
It was, no, it was a Jurassic World.
Was it? I thought it was Spider-Man. I thought we said that the director for Spider-Man had him hostage. But still, yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
Big shout out to Jay Salahi, wherever he is.
Absolutely. Another one that kind of gets its sequel on here. 2016, Finding Dory.
Found Dory.
So I'd found him and then found Dory. I like it. Megs, what you got?
Memory loss. I can't remember what happens in this one.
Memory loss.
She has got memory loss.
Yeah. Well, actually, they start coming back. That's part of the plot.
Goldfish memory.
I do not mean this as a compliment. Farcical third act.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the fish are in bags in the back of this van, and they're like, maybe we can teach it to drive, and they're, like, hitting the bag so it'll fly. Oh, it's dreadful.
Yeah.
Dreadful.
It is dreadful.
Yeah,
it's the whole movie's bad, but it's highlighted by this. This is a terrible third act.
Yeah, I saw this in cinemas and kind of went, I'm not sure if I wish I had seen it, because it kind of ruined Nemo a little bit by being such a bad sequel, but... Such is, and again, we're back with Star Wars 2017, The Last Jedi.
CGI'd Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
Luke training school. If this is the right one. This is the middle one of the new ones. Yeah, okay. I get so confused.
Failure in scheduling. Mm. So what happened in the new trilogy is they had different directors for each movie.
Yeah.
As a result, and they gave them like story control. So there's not which one coherent really story.
Because it's like so Palpatine like, at the end. Like,
so
why?
They like, so like kill Snoke in the middle of two. You're like, what? And then J.B.J. Abrams comes back for the third and goes, I don't want to do that story. So then he brings back Palpatine instead. And we're like, what does any of this mean? Makes no sense. Because the guy who does the second one, who's the guy who does Knives Out, Ryan Johnson.
Yeah.
And so he sees like what, you know, to be fair, like Abrams plays it a bit safe with seven, but it was good. You kind of had to reestablish, okay, the franchise in safe hands. And he was way off a deep end with a just truly dreadful entrance in this movie. And then JJ gets the Carson key back and goes, no, I'm going back to where I had it.
I'm stirring it this way.
And it's like watching two divorced parents fight over the kid. And it's like, yeah, like no wonder the kid's not well adjusted.
Yeah. Star Wars has had... a bit of a rough ride the last few years, isn't it? Speaking of something that didn't have a rough ride, though, 2018's Black Panther.
Too political.
Mm. Mm.
Megan, what you got?
I like cats.
Ian?
Important MCU film.
Yeah, that's I'll go with that. Yeah.
It's not the best. It got the money for Best Picture. I didn't agree with that. I thought Infinity War was a better film.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a more important film.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Again, we're back with Marvel for a little bit of a streak. 2019, Avengers Endgame.
An event.
Yeah.
Epic finale.
Should have stopped here.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. It's not.
I know why they haven't, because there's still money to be made. But yeah. As far as the story, there was no... Wrestling's all about finishing the story right now. There was no better place to finish the story. Put the full stop, move on. Everybody's arc was finished.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cap was sent off home happy.
Yeah.
Tony, those are your two main players.
Yeah.
End it.
Yeah.
End it. It's all good.
Absolutely. 2020 then. I'm not sure loads came out this year because I haven't even heard of this film. Bad Boys for Life.
It's a legacy sequel to Bad Boys.
Makes sense.
Slap Will again.
What is this?
Same as Megs.
Haven't seen any.
So really? Not seen Bad Boys,
I haven't seen
them.
Any of the Bad Boys franchise.
What are Bad Boys?
It's Martin Lawrence and Will Smith kind of doing two young cops kind of partnery crime sort of film.
I've not even heard of it.
First one, no. Brilliant. Bad Boys for Life, shit.
This is when I was aware, because there's Bad Boys, Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys 2, that's not too bad.
And then was it? Then that's this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're now going to do a fourth, apparently.
Just be glad it wasn't Bill and Ted Face the Music or something. Oh, it could have been that.
Awful. And next up then, 2021, Spider-Man No Way Home.
Holland, my Spider-Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of ironic because all the Spider-Men were in that film.
Yeah. Yeah, but I like...
He's claiming Holland as his one.
Holland is the one I class as Spider-Man.
Web of spiders.
Web of spiders.
Pandemic-proof cinema.
Yeah.
This, because everything was getting terrible numbers.
Yeah.
And then this came out, and it was like, oh, you have to go to the movies. Now, it didn't bring everything else back with it, but it was the one where you went, you got to put an asterisk beside Spider-Man, because this was a 25-year journey, basically. All the way from that first movie I tried to avoid to now, let's bring all of them together. You had to see that before it got spoiled for you.
People saw this very quickly.
That was the thing, and it was one of those few times when after the pandemic, or I guess we're still like mid-pandemic, actually, yeah. And you're looking around going,
yeah,
I think we've all got masks on still, and we're looking around going, this place is full.
Yep.
Got to do a COVID test tomorrow.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah. Then penultimately, we've got 2022 Top Gun Maverick, a film I famously still haven't seen the second half of.
I love this film. Better than original.
Yeah.
Shrug Megan? The third.
Shrug the third, not seen it. No. Ian? That's one word.
Saved movie industry, question mark?
Yeah.
Tom thinks he did. Tom thinks he did.
I think we all think
it's up for debate.
But I will go. I will go. I'll join Liam. Better than original.
I've only seen the first half and it was far better than the original. So yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely agree with that.
It's a good movie. That's the problem. The first one's not a good movie. It's got some great cut sequences. Yeah, yeah. That's cool. But this is a good movie. Like the story.
As much
what
better.
Happens in the sky and what happens in the ground are related.
Yeah.
In the first one. Totally different things.
Totally different things, yeah.
It was like, we're going to pause now for some, oh, cool, they're flying.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on, can I have one more?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Actors didn't fly.
I said this last
night. There's a BFD cut.
Adamant.
I've read something, but yeah. I was misled. And then finally, we have got 2023 Barbie. What you got, Liam?
Pretty. Political. Feminism.
Fair, yeah. Megs?
Overrated, too pink.
Nothing's ever too pink.
Ian, go for it.
Fun, not important.
Yes, well done.
Tried to be important, didn't stick the landing.
Didn't at all.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you want important, maybe go see something else besides Barbie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean I didn't win Best
And I'll
Picture?
Be here for that. And I'll be there for that. Yeah. I really like Greta Gerwig. Love Lady Bird.
I've not
Love
seen it.
Love Lady
like
Bird.
It.
It's a great independent film.
There were parts Fantastic. Of Barbie where I went, I can see where you were trying. And I can understand same. What you were trying to do.
I don't even mind the second act. Everybody turns into a misogynist. I'm actually okay with that part, too. Yeah.
It's just
where they choose to leave things.
Yeah, it's where they choose That's to leave issue. It. That's my issue.
Right. Well, that has wrapped us up for the year. I have no idea what is even... slightly ahead for this year, but we're only in March, so there's not probably going to be figures that finish. But yeah, I had not thought about how to wrap this up. I don't know if you can tell at all.
Do you mind if I tag in for a bit then?
Yeah, you tag in.
Hey, so yeah, we tried something else and sort of new today. So do you have any ideas about stuff we could be looking at? I've already got things like Best Picture winners. I've already got like the best actors working of our time currently today, male and female. But what things are we missing? Why not go ahead and throw something in there that you'd like us to review in 3 words or less / fewer? So go ahead and give that a shout to us here at Best One for Pod over on the Twitter. We love to hear your ideas because we tried something. I think it was fun. We'll go ahead and we'll see kind of how
you
this
know, it was fun.
Plays out.
It really was.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy listening to it because it's been fun to hear different other people's opinions on different films in 3 words or less.
/ fewer.
Fewer.
Well, yeah, so that just about wraps it all up. So I guess I'll do the whole thing of thank you for listening. I've been Georgia.
I've been Liam.
I've been Megan.
And I've been Ian.
And we'll just catch you on a flip-flop, because that's the shorter version.
See ya. Sayonara.
Bye.